All right, we're back again. Recently, just yesterday, 4th of July, protesters, Antifa, BLM, came chanting at a Junipero Serra statue in Ventura County. Fortunately, there are many Catholics there. They were praying the rosary, singing the Salve Regina. It was a great event. I'm here with Jordan Chell, who's a former student of mine, and he's out there in California, and he helped organize and get some guys out there to protect this great statue. This is our second run. We just did a live, and we lost our feed once again on YouTube. Come on, YouTube, let's get this thing working. So we're starting from the top, and we'll begin with the Our Father, the Pater Noster. Jordan, you're good for that second half, so let's do it. Oremos.
Yeah.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra.
Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittibus debitoribus nostris, et in ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos al malo. Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, we ask that you would bless our nation, bless our church, bring about renewal, and also protect our technology that we don't lose this live stream. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, Jordan, so we're back here, guys. We were doing a live stream, and it got dropped, so we're just starting from the top. And so I'm going to have Jordan again kind of explain what's been going on in Ventura County with this Junipero Serra statue, which has been chain-link fenced off. And they were coming after it, saying Jesus isn't white, BLM, et cetera. So, Jordan, chill. Take it away.
Yeah, thank you for having me today. This is great. Glad to be back on here. Hopefully, don't get shut down again.
Yep.
So yeah, we're talking about the day yesterday, July 4th, leading up to the event, the protest. BLM Antifa types had organized an event in Ventura at one of the parks up the road from the Serra statue in front of City Hall, and it was suggested or thought that they were going to move on the statue, which they ultimately did. Mm-hmm. So that played out. Anyway, earlier in the day, I got a message, and I'll read it to you here. Forward, a group of Catholic men are meeting in Ventura at the Serra statue at 11 a.m. today. BLM Antifa types are expected in Ventura and will likely move on the statue. Please tell your husbands and help spread the word. So I got that text and was like, okay, we got to go. It's time to roll. And so I called a few of my friends, and I was texting you earlier in the day, or after I got that, after I made some phone calls, kind of lamenting the fact, like, man, I calling all my buddies and Catholic buddies, and they're like, hey, we're busy, we can't go. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? We got to roll.
Were they just saying, bro, we got to grill, we got to chill, it's 4th of July, chilling at the pool.
Yeah, you know, trim your lamps, let's roll.
And I mean, so, this is it. I mean, I just want to say, Jordan, you did the right thing, and praise God, and everybody needs to be ready, whether it's Christmas Day, 4th of July, your birthday, we got to be ready. If there's a statue within 100 miles of your house and under attack, get out there.
Go. Drop what you're doing and go. You're not going to get fired from your job. Go.
Yep.
That's the thing. We got to go. But a big shout out before we even say anything else to all the other Catholics that were there, to the Short family, Catherine Short, who is a good organizer in the community. Just a lot of good Catholics out there. There's about 75, 80 of us, and about 300, 350 maybe, BLM, Antifa protesters marching against us and the statue. So anyway, two of my friends actually ended up saying, oh, hey, we can go. One came with me, and then another one met us there, which was good. And then, there was a good crowd of us, you know, maybe 85 people.
Good.
No more than that. Trump supporters driving up and down the street, American flags. Patriots there with their gear, standing in. You know, who knows if they were Catholic or not? They were there to support the anti protest that we were holding, the protecting of the statue. So yeah, they were meeting up the street, Black Lives Matter, and we rolled by, checked it out, and indeed they ended up coming up to the statue in quite a big drove. And you can play the clip, show everybody.
Yeah, how many were there of them versus you? The Catholics.
Oh, there was 300, 350 of the BLM Antifa protesters and about 80, 85, 75, 80, 85 of us.
Amazing. Amazing.
And there was a police presence there, maybe 25 to 30 officers kind of strategically just around the area. And then once the protesters moved forward, you know, the police of the city of Ventura started retreating back towards the statue. to help surround it, I suppose.
Yeah. Now I want to show that he's still there, Jordan. Yeah, I want to show this clip, but I'm worried that when we showed it, that's what triggered us losing our feed before. That's my concern. So what I'm going to do is instead of showing the video, and you can't hear him, but they're saying, I mean, what are the kind of things they're chanting there, Jordan? It's crazy.
Oh, drums, Black Lives Matter, Jesus isn't white, go to hell. I mean, we'll get into it here in a minute when we talk about it more in detail.
All right, I'm putting up on the screen. You won't see it, Jordan. You won't see it, Jordan, but I'm going to put on the screen for everyone just a screenshot from the video, and you can see them coming up the street at you guys. There's some good dudes. As I said in a video earlier this week, I was like, we need some big guys out there. Just intimidation factor.
Yeah, they had some big dudes.
Yeah, there's some big dudes. One guy's got his tank top on. He's saying, what's what, you know? Yep. But you can see down the street, Jordan, they're coming. There's like a horde there.
Yeah, they started running. Boom. And to your point earlier, you asked, you know, or did you get nervous at all? And it's like, yeah, momentarily, you know, that 5% chance of something's going to happen, something big is going to go down. But to my point, I guess, was once you confront them face to face and see who they really are, 25, 35 year old millennials, just, I mean, it's been stated before, kind of like the noodle arm look, you know?
Right.
Like, they're not threatening. It's all a facade. And it's, it just makes you sad. Like, it's very confused. You're very sad and you see the confusion on their face.
Yeah, my worry, do you think this is true, Jordan? My concern is that the Antifa-type people tend to be low information, video game, porn, soy products. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's what it is. That's ultimately, if you wanted to classify that group, boom, there's the classification.
A lot of marijuana, a lot of pot, depraved music. Yeah.
Well, to your point about the confusion, like Jesus isn't white. Thank you. We know that.
well, I mean, this is the thing. It's like a pigment decision. You know, like you're in California, a little more tan. I mean, I got a little sun yesterday, 4th of July. But I mean, what is white? I mean, at what point do you turn the pigment dial to white? Like if a medieval artist is doing a mural, how much brown does he have to put in the white paint and mix it for Jesus to be white or not white?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point.
He's Jewish. I've seen Jewish people in the Holy Land who are dark skinned, who are light skinned. A lot of it has to do with how much time you're in the sun. What is white?
Yeah, Arab Jew in Palestine, you know, in the land of Judea. It's like, what are you gonna? Jesus isn't white. Okay. Yep. Okay. Next. Black Lives Matter. Yep. Okay. Next. They do. All lives matter. Next.
Yes.
Like the mantra talking points are just so. That's all it is. It's just a mantra.
Yeah. So because I mean some of them. I mean if you painted a picture of our Lord, you know, with the skin tone of Barack Obama, they'd be like, that's too dark. I mean that's too white.
Yep.
Got to be darker. I mean, at what point in the palette? Do we get to say this statue is or this image is okay? What we've seen here, Jordan, I think you agree, is this is just an attack on Christianity, period.
Period. End of story, period.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be marching against Father Sarah's statue. And they're marching against it ignorantly. Spirit of anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Catholic.
Yeah.
That's the spirit behind the movement.
Yeah. Now, you'd mentioned that the Ventura County actually is moving this statue. They got the chain link fence around it. What's going on?
Yep.
Where are they putting it?
So we can run through the history real quick. I mean, I'm not a big historian on this. I did some research and reading last night, and I've, you know, the few weeks here and there, did some heavy reading last night, and I compiled a little timeline here so we can run through that and give everyone an idea, you know, the bigger picture of what's going on behind the Father Sarah, Father Winnipro Sarah. I mean, the main point is Father Sarah has been a point of contention in California, not only in recent history, but for many, many years. So that original statue in front of the city hall there was commissioned in 1936 or finished in 1936 out of clay. and then made out of concrete the same year and placed in front of the courthouse in Ventura. It was displayed there from 1936 to 1989. And then in 1974, the Historical Commission designated it as a historical landmark of Ventura, of the city of Ventura. In 1980, it was vandalized with red paint. And the vandalism and the anti temporarily from the Native American Chumash Indian heritage of Ventura County, of Southern California especially, California as a whole. Obviously, Father Sarah, I mean, you did a great talk on Father Sarah and the history. If anyone wants to go learn about it, watch Taylor Marshall's video on that. Go check that out. But yeah, he was here with the indigenous people, and there's a lot of confusion as to who oppressed who. Was it friars, or was it the Spanish, or was it the American government at a certain point in time? So there's a lot of clouded history there that a lot of people are confused about. But continuing the timeline, like 1989, 9 years later, a bronze cast was made and displayed in place of the concrete statue that October, and then it was vandalized again in 91, and I'm quoting here off Wikipedia, but four glass jars of orange paint were thrown at the bronze cast, quote, spirit of crazy horse, and an image of a clenched fist were painted onto the sidewalk beneath the statue. 92, it was vandalized again. In September, this specific statue. September 23rd, 2015, we all know that Padre Sarah was declared a saint, and a series of desecrations ensued from there. I'll read you something off of Wikipedia, and I looked up the facts behind it, and they seem to be pretty accurate here. Some pretty interesting things we're going to cover, but it says here, some continue to object to the public display of the Sarah statuary, citing the mistreatment of the Chumash people. Following Sarah's canonization in 2015, Sarah statues were vandalized at the Carmelition, smeared with green paint, quoted with the saint of genocide written on the headstone. Monterey's Lower Presidio Historic Park decapitated. San Fernando movement was painted red and wrote murder scrawled upon it. Mission Santa Barbara decapitated and covered in red paint. San Gabriel Mission cut with electric saw and splashed with red paint. I mean, this isn't anything new.
Wow.
But it's a great point. It's a great entry point for Black Lives Matter Antifa to enter the anti-Christian sphere. It's a nice pathway that's already been laid out that they can make a claim and spread that message.
Yep.
And then in 2017, there was an op-ed piece written in the Ventura County Star by one of their op-ed people to have statues, quoting, to have statues such as one in front of Ventura City Hall is a direct slap in the face of all Native American cultures. So it's just, you see the continuous barrage against Father Sarah in California with the contention there with the Chumash people and the other Native American tribes that were here.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was looking at this image you sent, Jordan, there's the it's, you can see the statue. It's the bronze, and there's the American flag. And then on the city hall behind it, it actually says Buenaventura.
Saying Buenaventura, and Father Sarah is on the Ventura County seal.
Exactly. I mean, the mission, if I'm not wrong, the mission of Buenaventura, which is mission of Saint Bonaventure, the great scholastic theologian who was friends with St. Thomas Aquinas. They got their master degree at University of Paris at the same time. This mission was founded, am I wrong? Padre Sarah founded it, right?
Correct.
He founded this mission. So Ventura is actually just an abbreviation of Bonaventure.
Yep. Franciscan and you see that across the state of California, San Francisco, San Diego, you know, San Rafael. It's yes. Like... because of that original Spanish colonization and the work, more specifically, of the friars, all of the cities in Los Angeles, the City of Angels, they're all Catholic. The heritage in California, as far as Catholicism goes, predates the founding of America as we know it.
Yes.
So whatever happens here, in my opinion, whatever happens here in California in regard to anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, we see it in many different veins of the political sphere. But whatever happens here first goes elsewhere across the nation. So that's why it's so important to make a big deal about this, because it is a big deal.
Yeah. Now, the organizers of this in Ventura County, have you seen much BLM Antifa thing happening in Ventura, or is this the first? Like, I'm talking about this year.
No, this is not the first. Okay. This is not the first. We can run through the rest of this timeline right here.
Yes, let's
to give
it.
Everyone kind of a continued timeline. June 18th, so we're jumping ahead to 2020. This is June 18th. Organized by the Ventura mayor, Matt Levere, a joint statement was released by the mayor, Pastor Tom Elowitt, who was there at the – who's been at many of these anti-BLM protecting the statue protests. So praise be Tom, Father Tom, of the San Buenaventura Mission. He's the pastor there. And excuse me for not pronouncing this lady's name right. She's the chairperson of the Santa Barbara Ventura Mission Indians, Julie Tumamatit Stencili. So, Julie.
Okay.
They agreed. So, these three people agreed that the statue will be moved to a non-public location. And likely that's just going to be the San Buenaventura Mission inside the grounds there
right.
of the mission.
I see.
So a day later, June 19th, Father Sarah was toppled and torn down in the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, along with Ulysses S. Grant and Francis Scott Key were also toppled down. June 20th, a day later, a small group of local Catholics, along with Father Tom Elowitt in Ventura, the pastor of San Buenaventura Mission, protected the statue from a group of protesters, BLM, Antifa types, again, wanting to tear it down. So this was June 20th. And this was also the same day that the Sarah statue was toppled and torn down in L.A. upon its toppling, an altar from these Chumash Native American tribes was set up on the pedestal with flowers, grapes, and dragon fruit. And then I was looking up, okay, so why dragon fruit, right?
What's the story there?
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Yeah. So I went on some this is starmagicalhealing.com in case anyone wants to look it up. Dragon fruit teaches you that you can be a fierce protector and simultaneously be gentle and caring. Dragon fruit teaches you to invigorate the inner warrior, go after your dreams, and fight for what you believe is right. It also teaches you to have faith in a higher power. Mm. Your destiny is inevitable. What is meant to be will be. So,
That's crazy.
Garbage.
So you're saying that now which site of the Sarah toppling is where they put this altar?
So in LA, I'll read you a quote here from Joel Garcia, a witness who helped author the statement on behalf of the Tataviam and Tongva tribal nations.
Okay.
He said, no police intervened as this was a ceremony. Quote, we had some elders share songs at the start and we collectively built an altar following the removal of the statue. Children were seen sitting on the statue after it fell and a collection of grapes, dragon fruit, and flowers were placed on the pedestal where it had been installed. Singing, etc., follows all of that.
What was the date for that?
That was June 20th.
Right. Yeah.
June 20th.
Just a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And on that same day, June 20th, Archbishop of San Francisco Corleone issues a statement on the destruction of Juanipero Serra statue from the day before on the 19th, denouncing the mob violence and upholding the virtue of Father Serra.
Yes. Yes. So this is all within the last 3 weeks,
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Very recent. Very, very recent.
Now,
This
is good. Keep on the timeline.
Okay. So June 22nd, a few days later, the California Catholic Conference Office, which is the staff office of the California Catholic of Bishops, Conference of Bishops, issued a statement saying, you're going to like this, quote, we vigorously support a broad national coalition, especially in its peaceful dedication to eliminating racism against members of the African American and Native American communities. And the problem I have with that is nowhere in that statement, in that entire statement that they released, I quoted a specific portion there, but nowhere in that statement do they claim only peaceful dedication or protesting. They say especially, not excluding violent, just especially, you know?
Yeah.
Peaceful.
I think I called that statement here on YouTube weak sauce. It's just weak.
You did.
It's weak.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, where are the bishops? Now, to the credit, I want to continue the timeline. Barron came out.
I want to salute Barron and say,
Barron was out there.
Check
thank you. Tell me what happened with Barron. Did you see him?
I did not see him, but I spoke to some people that were there, and he came and prayed the rosary, led some prayers before before, obviously, the protesters got there. And then
he went on his way. Okay, so he got there before the protesters.
Correct, before the protesters were there. But he was there, and he was there, you know? So check the box. God bless him.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you, Bishop Barron. I'm not against Bishop Barron. People think I'm against. What I want Bishop Barron to do is say the Latin Mass, get rid of all this Novus Ordo, weird mumbo jumbo, dare we hope that everyone's saved, and just get on the ball and restore the church. That's what I want.
That's why that's why there was only 75 people there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because if the bishop said, this is our saint, this is the apostle of California, he is our man, let's rally, there would have been 8,000 people out there.
Yeah, there's thousands of Catholics in Ventura County. There's over 800,000 people in Ventura County.
Yep.
There's thousands of Catholics here. There's multiple parishes here. The problem is it's just the weak sauce. There you go.
Yeah, it's weak.
Weak sauce.
Weak. So I want to say that on YouTube. Hopefully Bishop Barron hears me. Good job, Bishop Barron. Love it. Praying the rosary. Yeah, loving praying the rosary. Leading people in prayers. Being there. Good. It was amazing to see Archbishop Corleone. He was out there. He did an exorcism in Latin out in San Francisco. He led the people in the rosary there. That's good. That's good. We need to ramp this up. This is good.
So the same day, continuing on this timeline here, June 22nd, 2020, the Diocese of Monterey removed the Father Sarah statue from the San Luis Obispo Mission to, quote, protect it from vandalism, end quote. On that same day, the San Luis Obispo mayor, Heidi Harmon, posted on Instagram stating, quote, so grateful to see this painful reminder removed from our public space. Thank you to the church for doing the right thing and proactively taking this down, end quote. Boom.
Ooh, that's a kick in the gut. Thank you to the church.
Thank you. Think about that.
Horrible.
No comment.
Yeah. Everyone, that is the comment.
That is the comment. No comment. June 27th. So a few days later, Archbishop of San Francisco Corleone led a group of Catholics in prayer, the rosary, perform the exorcism, what you were just talking about, ceremony in front of the pedestal of the torn down Father Sarah statue. Quoting him, he said, an act of, you talked through this many times, but I'll say it again, an act of sacrilege occurred here. That is an act of the evil one. Also quoting, I feel such a wound in my soul when I see these horrendous acts of blasphemy, disparaging the memory of Sarah, who was such a great hero, such a great defender of the indigenous people of this land. Boom. If that wasn't crystal clear enough, I mean, what is?
Yeah.
And that's the point of contention, though, with the entry point is, was the premises Father Sarah was not a great protector of the indigenous people of this land? But on a few days later, on the 30th, the same Archbishop Corleone writes a great Catholic opinion piece. You all should read it. It's on the WashingtonPost.com. Look it up. If you're confused on the issues at hand of Father Sarah and the movement at large behind Black Lives Matter, go read his article. It's great. He outlines the history, the facts. And that's what we're after, the facts. So he outlined that very beautifully, very articulately. It's fantastic.
Yep. Now, there's two concerns I hear. One is, it looks like we have totally lost.
They're going to take
the statue in Ventura, Jordan. They're going to box it up, send it down the road, and put it in a little museum piece at the mission. That's a defeat. Yeah. That's an L. That's an L column there.
It's a loss. It's a loss on the sheet, you know, but is that the final battle? No.
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 No. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to win this whole thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll win the whole thing.
The French Revolution happened and we came back. Diocletian came, we came back. Nero, we come back. Catholics always come back and rebuild the churches, absolutely. But right now, in Ventura County in California, man, it looks pretty bad. I'm in Texas and I'm watching. I'm like, man, it looks bad out there.
Yeah, I mean, on the short game right now, we're losing. Why are we losing? Why are we losing on the short game? We're going to win on the long game because the church will prevail, but why are we losing the short game?
Yeah.
Because people want to Catholics want to pass the buck.
Mm.
I don't want to go out. I don't want to go protest. Like, it's why? What's the point? I'm happy. Wake up.
Yeah.
We got to wake up.
I mean, there are people out there who are giving up their holiday because they want to chant, Jesus is not white, Black Lives Matter, we're anti-fascist, tear down the statue. To them, it means a lot to them. Mm-hmm. But what about us baptized people? Does it mean a lot to us?
Clearly not.
There's more of them than there were of you.
There were. That day.
That day.
You know? That day. And insofar as... It's just... It's crazy. It's the connectivity... The zeal that they have. See, here's the thing. They have zeal.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Catholic missionary zeal? Where's the warrior zeal?
Right.
It's lacking. We were outnumbered that day. We didn't have to be. And part of that, in part and parcel, is, you know, the connectivity, the messaging, the communication aspect. They're very organized insofar as like the communication. And to your point that you've always made, taking up space.
Yep.
That's their goal, take up space. So we need to get organized and we need to take up space and we'll win. It's that easy.
Yep. Yep. And we have the people. We have the numbers. We are the biggest Christian movement in America, Catholics. But we're lazy. We're tepid.
Yeah. Everything's too easy. You go inside your house, you push your air conditioner on, oh, get it cool. Use your microwave. Like, life's just too easy, and so we've been conditioned. We've been pre-programmed to this easy lifestyle. And so when adversity strikes and we have to make a stand, where's our training? Where's the training? It's gone.
All right, Jordan.
So
you're a young man. How old are you now, Jordan?
Yeah. 27.
Oh, that makes me feel old.
Be 28 next
That makes
month.
Me feel old. I used
yeah,
to,
you're an old guy, dude.
I taught Jordan in college. That's how old I am. Jordan, you're a young man. You're married to a beautiful wife. How many children do you have now?
I got two now, one on the way.
So three children. You're on fire, man. You love Christ. You're Catholic and all that. For people, how many people we got watching right here? We got 3,600 people on the live right now.
Good.
They're all. How do we get our young people on fire for Christ? What's the secret? How do you get people living for Christ, fighting for Christ, engaged in the culture war? I always say the rosary. What else do you want to add to that?
How do you get people engaged in the culture war?
Why are you fired up?
Okay, so
you go to the Latin Mass. I mean, what you go? You got novena, you got Latin Mass. I mean, what's the Jordan Chell thing? I want people to hear that right now. They hear me all the time. I want people to hear, how is this guy in Ventura County fired up?
So Latin Mass, number one. Rosary, I'm guilty of not praying it every day. Need to work better on that. Pray your rosary every day. Don't let anything get in the way. Morning and evening prayers, don't let anything get in the way. I need to do better on that too. You know, we're all guilty of not praying as much as we should. To answer the question in a broader scope, What else is part of that? It's having the vision for the long game, the long game vision. Do you want to be oppressed by communistic Marxist rule? Do you want the question? The question's to you. Do you want to be oppressed? Because the day is coming. These things happening around us are the precursors of that reality. But the crazy thing is here, the irony, I wrote this down because I don't want to forget it, but the irony really is, for all the communistic and Marxist appeals of the BLM and Antifa moral statements, whatever they're making, all of the appeals, if we were truly living in a full-out communistic and Marxist state, the irony is they would be silenced. They also, their speech would be taken away, limited. The oppressors quickly become the oppressed. And that's the whole irony behind the movement. And so you need to ask yourself, do you believe in everything that America stands for? Maybe, maybe not. But do you want to be ruled in a communistic Marxist regime? I don't.
Yep.
And so the Catholic, being Catholic fits part and parcel with standing against that. And it gives the fire and the zeal to know that the devil doesn't have anything on us. Whatever he does is permitted by our Lord, and we will win. Yep. But we may suffer for not having stand up to the cause.
Yep. And... I mean, not only do we not want to be under communist rule, every single one of us, every one of us, when we die, are going to stand face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Logos. And you're either going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you. And he's also going to particularly judge you and ask you questions. He's going to ask you, how did you serve me and my church? How did you serve the poor? How did you serve those who had no food, no clothes, those that were imprisoned? And then also, did you defend the honor of Holy Mother Church, my bride? Or did you let her get beat up and dragged around the street? We Catholic men especially are going to have to answer, did we protect the bride of Christ? And you know who else is going to have to answer for that? The priests and the bishops and the cardinals and the pope.
Yeah, more power to Tom Elowit for coming out and being there present. The father, mm-hmm. the pastor of San Buenaventura Mission. More priests need to get going. Let's go.
Yep.
You can't lead. No, I don't want to quote Obama, but you can't lead from behind. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. We the soldiers are here. We need generals. We need officers.
Yeah.
And I think that's really one of the reasons why we don't have the numbers is we don't have the officer saying, charge, go,
mm-hmm.
do it. And again, we're not out there with baseball bats and tasers and guns. We're out there with rosaries. We're praying.
Yep, and that's the power.
That's the power. That's what we're calling on.
The rosary shut that down. We're praying the rosary. It shut it down.
So tell us about the shutdown. You start praying. Was it 5 decades, 15 decades? What went down?
About 5 decades, 4 to 5 decades. Good. That was dissipated actually really quickly. You know, mm-hmm. I was quite surprised. I thought we were going to be there for a while on the line, but we were. I mean, felt like a while, but in hindsight, dissipated pretty quickly. There's a story here of a friend. Oh, now I call him a friend, but a gentleman I met there. Unfortunately, he didn't get this on video, and I don't want to be accused of saying anything that isn't recorded, but I'll tell it anyway. So he was standing on the front line on the right-hand side in front of the Sarah statue, and there was a group of 3 young women who formed a triangle formation and took out pendants and charms and started praying hexes on us. And at one point, one of these young ladies allegedly took out a vial of what he thought looked to be like a vial of blood. You know, I mean, it's just pure Satanism in the end. Anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, that's ultimately what it is. So there's a manifestation there. But, yeah, pray your rosary.
And you know what? That reminds me, when we go out to these places, we need St. Benedict's medal and we need to bring some holy water.
Holy water. Yeah, there was holy water getting passed around there. Everyone was loading
Good.
Up.
Good. Loading up. Love it.
That's right.
The things that they're chanting, this is just a reminder. This is not Republicans versus Democrats.
No.
You know,
it's way bigger.
This is not about tax brackets or whatever. This is about Jesus Christ our Lord versus Satan. This is Satanism. If they're trying to destroy a statue of a saint, this is Satanism.
There was a few people that clearly, after having talked to them, they're not Christian, they're not Catholic, but they were there with us because they realize something within them realizes there's something more important behind this. And they, you know, they're not on the other side against it. They're right with us. They're on the right side of the issue here.
Awesome. Well, Jordan Chell, man, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being a warrior. Thanks for standing up. This is going to happen more and more this year in 2020. Everyone, we got to mobilize somehow with groups, Facebook, social media, Twitter. We need to get the information out. We need to call people like Jordan did. We got to call our priests, our pastors, our bishops and say, I'll meet you out there. We need you there, Bishop. We need you there. Come lead us in rosary. Come lead us. Do an exorcism. Bring out the holy water. Sprinkle the crowds. But we have to do something. We cannot be passive. When we die, Christ will look us in the eye and say, did you defend my bride?
Yeah.
Did you defend my bride? There it is.
I think if I could say one last parting thing, it might maybe out of my ignorance or maybe true, I don't know, but I think where this is going to go, it might escalate to, you know, our churches being ransacked, our churches being raided. That's where this is going to go.
Yes.
If we don't stand fast.
Yep. You take this statue of Junipero Serra out of the courthouse plaza, you put it in the church, Guess where they're going to be next month? At the church.
At the church.
They are going to, first they're going to attack our statues of saints, then Our Lady, then of Christ and crucifixes, and they're going to come to our parishes, and they're going to interrupt masses and Sunday worship and be disruptors, and then they're going to come after us. Prison and martyrdom. That's how it always goes down. Attack the signs, and then attack the people. So
thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for being on, Jordan, and that reminds me, pray the rosary every day, people. If you're not praying the rosary, you're not on the team. You heard it today from Jordan Chell. When they started praying the rosary, they got to around decade four, decade five, the crowd dissipated. Gunshots were not fired. Fights didn't happen. Our Lady came, and she cast away the demons. We must pray the rosary. It is the weapon for our time. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. Thanks, everybody, for watching today. I'm sorry we lost our first live feed. I'm glad everybody found the new link. And while you're here, please like the video. You may have liked the first version, but we lost the first version, so you got to like this new one. Hit the thumbs up. And while you're over at the like, go ahead and please share this video on Facebook. That's the most important thing you can do. I'm obviously not talking about praying the rosary, but here on YouTube, if you can share it on Facebook, that really gets these videos out there. So please hit the share button, share it on Facebook. And if you're new, please subscribe. So when we go live, you get notified, hit the little bell. That'll send you a notification so you know that we're live. So again, Jordan Chell, thanks so much for being on. We're going to close up with the Ave Maria and the Gloria Patri. You want to do second half on those?
Sure. And then just real quick, shout out to everyone who was there, all the Catholics that were there. And I was just one among many. So hopefully we can get more people to come out.
I'm into that. Okay. We're going to pray our Ave Maria and Gloria Patri in Latin. I'd forgotten this, but I taught you Latin, Jordan, so don't mess up.
Yep. Hopefully not.
No pressure, man. No pressure. All right. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper. Gotta finish it.
Et in saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
And Almighty God, we thank you for this time to be Catholics, to stand as witnesses to your truth and to your goodness. We ask that you would strengthen all of our clergy, our cardinals, our bishops, our priests, our deacons, our religious, and us, the laity, to defend your bride, Holy Mother Church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Jordan Chell, thanks for being here. Let's keep on fighting. Keep on organizing everywhere. Wherever you live, be ready. Be the Jordan. Be the Maccabee. We got to get this done. Jordan, thanks for being on.
Yep. Thank you, Taylor.
All right. Remember, everybody, our Lord Jesus Christ said you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. Enjoy the Lord's Day.